Molly's Gone Wild, tomorrow at the Dr. Pepper Star Center in Frisco. Be there from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
412. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. This Friday, we're going to be out at Duke's Original Roadhouse. And I understand it's going to be a big Desperado day out there that day.
Yeah, Coach Joe's going to be with us. There's going to be some players. Desperado dancers are going to be out there.
Excellent.
It's a big kickoff.
Join us at Duke's Original Roadhouse this Friday for the presentation from 3 until 7. Right now, it is time to stop down now for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The very controversial Kid Rock is on the way. And if you need great seats to see Kid Rock do whatever it is he does that is so mystifying to all of us.
Because, I'll be there. Me,
I do not understand what is so great about this.
Me and Danny will be there. And maybe Kevin if he wants to come with us.
I'll be there.
Y'all go ahead and support a guy that cuts a hole in a flag and drapes it over him like a poncho. Y'all go ahead.
You realize that he's a guy who supported the troops all throughout the war.
Yeah, he didn't support them too much. He crapped all over them when he cut a hole through the American flag.
He didn't understand the rules, Greg. You can make fun of him for not being intelligent.
Retarded?
He crapped all over him.
Yeah.
A little harsh.
Well, cut a hole in the flag, that's what you do.
But if you do want to go see him, Texas Tickets is a great place to get seats.
Oh, I encourage people to go see him if they buy their tickets at Texas Tickets.
At 214-696-8001, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Someone say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality to ever roam the halls of anywhere. Here he is, Cobra.
Cobra.
Yes, ma'am.
Cobra.
What?
Snake.
Some more fallout from the halftime show. America Online, Cobra, who was the halftime sponsor, say that they will seek a refund on the $7.5 million it paid to attach its name to the show.
Why?
Who are they going to get that refund from?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Did they run their spots?
Is that the network or the NFL or...
Why would they want it back?
Well, because people are saying, well, maybe AOL had something to do with the boob.
I don't think so.
And it just so happens that, speaking of AOL and its brothers and sisters, as far as the history of Lycos, that's the search engine, right?
Right.
Lycos?
Mm-hmm.
Janet Jackson's boob is the most searched item in the history of that website. It received 60 times as many searches as the Paris Hilton sex tape, 80 times as many searches as Britney Spears and Madonna, and 50 times more than the 9/11 terror attacks.
Well, I will save everybody the trouble, because if you are looking to... If quality juggage is what you have in mind, this ain't that great.
It's just a big... veiny mass of boob.
Yeah, it's veiny.
But aren't they all?
No.
No, not all of them.
Boobies.
Not all of them.
Would you rather have a... Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
The wrong week.
Say that for next week.
And Grego,
yeah.
Finally someone supports you. After 3 days of bitching and moaning about the flag, you finally have support because the VF...
Not to mention the ball.
The VFW has got your back, baby.
Hello.
Good.
Oh, Edna, hi. Part of the VFW, of course. While MTV and CBS, this is a spokesperson, Edward S. Bannis.
Which is Edward, huh?
Yes. Could be Edna's husband. He's the VFW commander-in-chief. He says, while MTV and CBS have issued apologies for the Janet Jackson incident, they have yet to address Kid Rock's disgusting use of an American flag as a costume prop.
What?
Right there with the commander. That is 100 times.
Oh, what about when people wear American flag shirts and American flag caps
yeah.
and stuff?
That's yeah, not right, an actual right flag.
How do we know this was an actual flag?
Well, because it was.
How do we know that? It could have
been plastic.
Or gym shorts.
It was not gym shorts.
Can you prove that?
Yes, I can prove that.
It was just a serape that looked like a flag.
Right. What if he painted an old poncho into a flag?
You guys diminish the meaning of the flag all you want. I choose not to.
I like to raise the flag.
Hey, ponchos?
Mm-hmm.
So this Commander-in-Chief, Edward S. Bannis, has said that he demands an apology from Kid Rock and demands that he comes and mashes his corn.
What?
To help him eat.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. It's what he said. He has trouble.
Does not
he have trouble
say
digesting
that.
Corn?
Yes.
I hate corn.
Good.
They found Kid Rock stunned in poor taste and extremely disrespectful. I say it was just an honest mistake. You know, and I'm not into burning the flag because I'm a crazy liberal. I'm just saying it's an honest mistake.
By an honest American.
You are, too.
No, I'm not.
You are, too. You're a crazy liberal.
Yeah, I swear people think that I'm, like, the biggest freak show liberal guy in the world.
You are. They're right.
Aren't you? Look out.
They're right.
Hey.
Snake.
Wow.
You're a crazy copperhead.
Cobra.
I like how that Japanese lady...
Cobra.
Yeah, has three syllables instead of two.
Cobra.
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 Instead of two syllables with no B, there are now three and an extra A has been added.
Cobra.
Now, why don't you get that going? Cobra.
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 Cobra. Cobra.
All right, we'll get it going and take it stock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton.
Oh, what great times we have at the Super Bowl.
May be hosting the Miss USA pageant.
What?
Yes.
Why do they want to cheapen that so?
Boy, her career sucked until that little black and white video came out.
That night vision video?
Yeah. I mean,
we all found out she had the eyes of the cat.
I'd barely even heard of her until that. And that comes out, and there's specials on her. She gets that Simple Life TV show, and now this.
Is Donald Trump in charge of this pageant or something?
Yes, he owns
it. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. He says, I've known Paris since she was a little girl. She's a fine girl, and she's beautiful. I think she will give the pageant its highest TV ratings.
He's right.
That she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
And she's fine.
She's fine.
She's fine.
You know that the ratings will be high. I'm not going to watch it, though.
No, it's not going to affect the ratings one way or another.
No, she'll bring her horse face to it.
Unless she performs that act she did on camera. Why didn't she host...
A horse?
What?
What was that, Mike?
Nothing.
Huh.
You said on a horse?
Yeah.
No, that's not what I said. I said, of course.
Oh. Interesting.
You said on a horse.
No, I didn't.
We'll move on.
Check the tape.
James Brown has said, you know what? I need an annulment. After he beat the hell out of his wife and was arrested for it, he says, it's time, you know, that we just ended this thing.
Touche, Jimmy.
He's 70, she 33. Supposedly, he threatened to kill her while holding over a chair.
That's good.
And then somehow combed his hair straight sideways while he was doing that. Is that better than Nick Nolte's picture?
Because he's smiling in it. Yeah, it's better.
I think Glenn Campbell's better than either one of them.
Bitter beer guy, Glenn Campbell. Yeah, but he says he's had enough. He says he can prove that she never got divorced from her ex-husband when they were married. So therefore, Not only will he get divorced or have this thing annulled, she won't get a penny from him.
I have those same questions about Margie, my third ex-wife.
What's that?
She was married to someone else at the time.
Don't you leave your ex-wives alone.
Well, the sooner he gets rid of her, the sooner he can get Celebrity Hot Tub Party back up and running.
Did you guys used to go hot tubbing? Grego, I know you had to have, because the hot tub became really chic when you were really at your full throttle
stage. What do you mean going hot tubbing?
Like, you know, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're like, let's go hot tubbing.
Let's go and get then the jacuzzi,
did you ever go to the tub club?
And then you jump from hot tub to hot tub.
All right, we're getting our answer here.
What's the tub club?
Yeah, what is the tub club?
The tub club used to be at Greenville and Lover's Lane. It was a place...
right in the parking lot of Confetti.
Right, and it was a place where you could go in and rent a hot tub. And just take you and whoever else you wanted in there with you.
You are kidding.
Really?
And you guys got in there?
Oh, yeah.
I would have had a full bodysuit with a mask and snorkel before I stepped foot into a hot tub like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they cleaned them out between rentals, too.
Oh, yeah. Drained them all, put them all up there.
Yeah, so especially the first time Grego put on one of those.
Especially when I used to roll in there about 3 in the morning.
Oh.
After bartending. I'm sure it was real clean.
Grego. What were you thinking?
I wasn't.
Well, did they serve beer?
No. You could bring your own in, though. They had one that was a VIP room, and it was shaped like Texas.
And how long was your session? Like 30 minutes?
I think you rented them by the hour.
The tub club.
Now, Mike, you asked Grego about it, so you're familiar with it. Did you step foot into the tub club?
Never did.
Mike.
He played the tub club
at
once.
At no time did I ever set foot at the tub club.
Did the Neon Glow Boys play the Texas room of the tub club?
I'd like to sit here and deny I've ever been in there, but I'd have to do it about 10 or 12 times.
Grego walks
in. That's how many denials I'd have to issue, because that's about how many times I've been there.
Oh, hey, Ryan. Can you play Mandy?
Or Brandy.
Or Brandy. I'll take either one, Mandy or Brandy.
I was never in that place. Never.
Kind of a cool place.
Set up your drums in the tub club.
That's what it was called.
I just picture these guys just
how
so
70s, 80s is that?
So beaten down, and like, you know, the band's manager's like,
have bands there.
I got you a gig. Oh, great.
Were we playing Matley's? No, not so much. It's
Gertie's?
Called the, No.
You're playing from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the tub club. The whole club? No, you get one room. You get the Texas room.
Do you know where you're going to?
And here comes Grego walking in. Is this position okay for you?
Can we please take a break? The chlorine's killing me.
Is this position okay for you?
Oh, man.
What a great visual that is. So how much did it cost for a session?
You know, it was pretty expensive.
Really? Like $50 for an hour or more?
I think it was more. I think it was like $100.
$20.
Yes.
It was pretty high dollar.
Is that with or without the rub down?
Oh, you didn't get any kind of rub down.
Well, I have another question. Did you ever take a girl into the tub club?
Went in there without one.
Yeah, why would you go in there solo?
To
relax?
That's my first question. The second one, did you ever score in the tub club?
Yeah, you go in there by...
Watch it.
Have fun.
That was taken care of.
You usually had a whole handful of bartending money that you'd made the night before, and you know, you got your choice. You're going to make your car payment, pay your rent, or are you going to go to the tub club?
Cobra.
Went to the tub club.
Snake. Wow.
I'm sorry.
I'm just shocked that that ever existed.
I am too.
It's very Dallas, isn't
you guys,
it?
You guys missed a swinging time, let me tell you.
Man, those 80s. So glad that I was out of it in the 80s. That I was, you know, 1 year into college and just missed the whole scene.
Why? It was a pretty good time.
It had AIDS written all over it. The whole decade just was smeared with AIDS and hot tub clubs. And you know what?
I don't know too many people from
and
the 80s that got smeared with AIDS.
Yeah, and X everywhere.
Right. Everybody's Xing and
going
jumping
to
into
hot
the
tubs.
Hot tub.
PCP.
You know,
what? One time I was going in the
like
dub club.
Like that's what they do now?
Yes, it is.
Will they get all fired up on heroin now?
One time I was going in there and checking in at the same time was three very, very famous Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
Very famous.
All right. D.D. Lewis.
Yeah.
No.
Bob Bruce.
I'm not going to tell you who it was.
And John Dutton.
But three of them were going in there, too.
Were they black?
Yes.
Excellent, Grego.
That's all you're getting from me.
Yes, it was a favorite of the
black man
who traveled in those circles.
Why? You know what? And I don't mean to get too vulgar, but...
then don't.
Watch it.
That stuff can exist, like, can live and maintain its form and function inside.
In a chlorinated hot tub?
In hot water, yes.
In a chlorinated
hot
water.
Yes, it can.
I'm going to need scientific evidence of that.
What can? You're talking about what?
Sperm.
DNA.
That theory cannot be proven?
Yes, it can.
See, Grego refutes that.
Well, the way I looked at it...
Oh, God, here we go.
...is that at the time, a penicillin shot was a lot easier to get than girls. So, you know, if you had the girls there, you just had to go for it.
How would girls buy into that, though? You must have been dating some low renters, man.
Well, of course I was.
You were going hogging.
No.
Did you ever go hogging into the hot tub club?
No, because they take up too much water space.
I'll tell you what, baby, just keep your clothes on.
You just go trolling after the bar's closed. You just walk around, pick up their head off the table. If they're ugly, you just put their head back down. You go over to the next one, pick their head up.
A little bit of vomit.
Ah, she looks good.
Trickling down. You just hoist her over your shoulder and throw in the hot tub.
She'll clean up nice in the
hot tub. I gotta tell you, if you were willing to spring for the tub club, you didn't have much problem getting girls. You really didn't.
So those were like high rollers?
Kinda. You really didn't have much problem. Ron, you can back me on this. I know you never went, but...
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Did you get a T-shirt member of the tub club?
Well, the phones are going nuts, aren't they?
Because I guarantee there's a ton of guys out there that went to that tub club.
You want me to punch a couple up?
We're at 4:30.
I know.
We're doing entertainment news. What else do we have?
That's it. We got to go.
Don't we have anything on the unfortunate death of the great Cornelius Bumpus today?
Yeah, but...
It was trumped by the tub club.
Yeah. Who is Cornelius Bumpus?
The sax player of the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan?
Ooh.
Yes, he's dead. So there you go.
All right.
Take care, Snake.
He died of...
That all-encompassing...
He died of death. And he will be missed, I'm sorry.
Did you ever wear a cowboy hat into the tub club?
I probably did, Kevin. Thing like
never
that?
Had any of that.
No. I've still got a cowboy hat to this day.
Wear it.
The headphones won't fit over it.
Yeah, they won't fit over it.
I gotta go. All right, coming up next, the Little Mavericks with a win last night. They snapped their 2-game skid. What does it all mean? That next here on The Ticket.